Some leadership transitions are fraught with tension and conflict. Others can even sink a church or an organization. Thankfully, this wasn't the case for Leadership Resources International, now known as Word Partners, when Craig Parrow took over for founder Bill Mills as the president of the organization in 2010. In the following conversation, Craig and Bill discussed the challenges of avoiding what many call the founder's syndrome, and also shared how God helped them transition with grace. We hope you enjoy.
God gave Karen and me the grace, the joy of being the founders of this ministry in 1970. And so I was president of the organization for the first 40 years. It's amazing to think back that length of history. Craig joined our staff in about 1989. And so by the time we transitioned from me being president to Craig being president, we had worked together for 21 years. So Craig was our international director and laid the foundation in those years for everything that we're doing overseas today.
So Bill, as we worked together over those years, we learned to work together well. We're wired very differently. Bill is your classic entrepreneurial visionary leader that began the ministry on faith and very little else. And the ministry grew under his leadership. Bill was able to attract people to join him. He's a man of great faith. And so the ministry grew under Bill's leadership. And during the 80s, Bill began to recognize the two things. One is the need for leadership of the ministry with a different gift mix, perhaps. Someone to perhaps with a little more strategic gifting and organizational building type of wiring, which I had at least some of that. And so Bill began very intentionally to begin to build into me. He really did that the whole time we were together. Bill has always been very intentional about developing me as a leader, as a teacher, and encouraging my gifting.
You know, Craig, what you're talking about is the reality that drove this change, this shift in leadership. It was purely a strategic move in my eyes. I wasn't tired of the job. I wasn't burned out in the ministry. I felt, first of all, I've had my chance. 40 years is long enough to be in leadership. But it was a strategic move. I knew that your gifts of leadership and organization were much stronger than mine. Todd Kelly had joined our staff, and he was our training director. And of course, when you joined our staff in 1989, most of what we're doing was in the States, and our work overseas was just beginning to grow. Now 90%, 99% of what we're doing is around the world and not in the States. And so this was a strategic shift, knowing that we could strengthen the ministry in one move on three levels. You had the gifts needed to lead the work as president that I lacked. Todd could strengthen the work by taking your place as international director. And there was a need for someone to take over our work in Russia and Central Asia. And I was glad to do that. And so to me, it was purely a strategic move. And I loved you and trusted you. So the rest was easy.
But the rest wasn't always easy.
No. Everybody lived happily ever.
Yeah, yeah. So often for Christian organizations or any organization.
Or churches.
Okay. When the founding leader turns over leadership to someone else, but then sticks around, that often makes the organization very vulnerable. There's the founder's syndrome, if you will. It's his baby. He's poured his life into it. That can play out in lots of different ways and often in destructive ways. In fact, Bill watched a partner organization of ours go through a poor leadership transition. And I think one of the things Bill observed that, thought to himself, oh Lord, don't let that happen here at Leadership Resources. And it didn't. And I attribute it to two things that Bill did. First of all, he stepped off our board of directors when I became president. And that meant that Bill had no organizational oversight over me as a leader. And what happened is it gave me space, it gave me freedom to shape the ministry and reshape the ministry as seemed best to me. I appreciated that so much. The second thing Bill did was to announce to the entire staff that his job description was to do whatever Craig wanted him to do. That demonstrated a humility, which was no surprise because of who Bill is and the way God has built into his life over these years. But I attribute those two decisions, if you will, to making the transition amazingly smooth for us.
But Craig, to be honest, as Kevin just alluded to, so everyone lived happily ever after, the truth is, you and I are about as different from each other as two people can be. In character, praise God, we're very much the same. But personality, gift mix, the way we think about ministry and the future, very different at times. And you and I have had some very rough waters that we've navigated through. And the truth is, being founder and president for so long, my heart has been deeply invested in this ministry, not only in the past, but in the future. And we have had some real struggles and confrontations, and we've had to work through them. And by God's grace, we've been able to do it. And we were not thinking we want to do this as a model for others or an example to be followed. We just wanted to be the best stewards of this work that we could be. And so we were committed to getting through this stuff, but it hasn't always been easy.
One of the things I've learned from Bill over the years is when Bill struggles with a relationship at the ministry, he tries to do this, to thank God for that person. Again, we were talking about gratitude earlier.
Yes.
To be grateful for the person with whom he's struggling at the moment. And that is a powerful approach to difficulties in relationships, because it reminds, when there's a difficulty in a relationship, we're always focused on the problem, the negative, the irritant that keeps frustrating us. But when we go to transition to gratitude, we're focusing on the strengths, the blessings, the gift that the other person is. And I think Bill and I have learned to do that with one another over the years, because we have frustrated each other. I would say the transition was what, about 8 years ago? I would say during those 8 years, we had five or six clashes of where there was some real energy and angst. And yet none of those were showstoppers.
No.
Because we valued one another so deeply. We realize we're wired differently. And my job isn't to fix Bill or to change Bill. Bill's job isn't to fix me, change me. And so we God just gave us grace to navigate those difficulties, loving one another, being patient with one another, thanking God for the unique way that God has wired each one of us.
Yeah, one thing you're talking about there, it can be defined as trust. Mm. You know, you talk about valuing each other. We have honestly trusted each other along the way. And underneath that, we genuinely love each other.
That's right.
And that is a glue that has not only bonded us, but kept us together for the sake of the work. It's not a make-believe, it's a deep and genuine love. But there's another thing, Craig, and you talked about humility a moment ago. I think part of the grace that God gave to us along the way is this isn't about us. And we were more committed to this work. And we're talking about not leadership resources as an organization, but the work of the gospel throughout the world. This work is more important than we are. And we genuinely were not most concerned about our reputation or our agenda, but committed to doing what is best for the sake of the gospel and for the growth of leadership resources. And I think next to the love and the trust, that third thing, the commitment to the work of the gospel beyond ourselves, has been a great power and protection along the way.
Yeah, Jim Collins talks about a level five leader. Mm-hmm. And that's one aspect of a level five leader is they put the mission first before personal agenda. And we both have aspired to do that. We haven't always been successful with it, right. But we've aspired to be that kind of leader. Dr. Henry Tan, who's one of our board members, asked the question, who's the boss? And his answer is the mission. And I think both you and I ascribe to that, Bill. It's not about us. It's about the mission. It's about God's glory.
What we're talking about here is really the fruit of much deeper theological understandings and commitments than just how to navigate well through a ministry transition. First of all, if we understand that ministry is about God and not about us, if it's about what he's doing rather than what we're doing, that creates in us a humility that frees us to walk with God through the process. If we're most concerned about preserving what we've done or our own reputation, we're in an extremely vulnerable place. So at the root of this is deep and genuine humility. And neither Craig nor I want to put ourselves forward as an example of humility. We are deeply flawed persons, but that's been part of God's grace to us. And I just want to say that part of what has given me freedom along the way is, Craig talked earlier about gratitude. Part of my wonderful freedom and joy is looking at Craig's stewardship of this ministry that I love so much. You have done very well with it, brother, and carried it to places beyond where I could have ever been. And I love you for it.
Thank you. My exhortation to someone who is facing a leadership transition and handing over the reins to someone else is get out of the way. You are more invested than you realize. You have more influence than you realize. You can cause more trouble for the person following you than you realize. There's a blind spot in the founder syndrome that is a huge vulnerability for you, for the person following you and for your organization or church. This comes to self-awareness, but get out of the way. Bill got out of the way, and I'm so grateful to the Lord and to Bill for that.
Could I just add one thing? You can edit this out if you want. Just as an exhortation for those who are listening, if you are facing a leadership transition in your church or mission organization, don't assume. Don't just embrace the wisdom of the world immediately that says the former leader needs to leave the scene in order for the transition to be effective. Don't just buy into the wisdom, the thinking of this system. That is not biblical, and it's not even true. There are riches that have been developed over the years that God can use if we are willing to walk humbly through the process and build up each other and the work along the way by God's grace. So don't just assume that, well, this is the pattern, that's what we need to follow. That's not the biblical model.
So what you're saying, what we're saying is, if you stick around, make sure you get out of the way.
Yeah.
This audio recording is a production of Word Partners, a ministry dedicated to elevating God's life-giving word in the hearts, lives, and ministries of pastors and their people. Learn more about our ministry at wordpartners.org.